Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music, like old times. Look, now I'll start the melody on the organ.
It's Spare the Rock with Bill and Ella. It's Spare the Rock and sometimes Liam. It's Spare the Rock time. It's time for Spare the Rock.
It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, Indie Music for Indie Kids. Bill Child's with you, as I am every week. We come to you from our flagship station, KUTX 98.9. Going to start off here with music from They Might Be Giants, Triops Has Three Eyes. Right after that, Laurie Berkner is going to be right here in the studio singing some songs, talking about Halloween.
Rabbits have two eyes, and whales have two eyes, and eagles have two eyes, but Triops has three eyes. Triops has three eyes. Two eyes on a face are usually enough, but Triops has got one that looks up and one that looks around, and one to keep an eye on the other pair of guys. Triops has three eyes. Needles have an eye, tornadoes have an eye, potatoes have a lot of eyes, but Triops has three eyes. Triops has three eyes. Everything with eyes has some amount of eyes, and Triops has got one that looks up and one that looks around, and one to keep an eye on the other pair of guys. Triops has three eyes. There are two sides to every story, but triangles have three, and a tricycle has one more cycle than the washing. Chickens have two legs,
and firemen have two legs,
and monkeys have two legs,
but tripods have three legs. Tripods have three legs.
They've got more than you, cause they need more than two. A tripod has got one that points back, and one that sticks out, and one to be a friend to the other pair of pegs. Tripods have three legs. Look, there's an eye, hey, there's another eye, and there's a third eye, cause Triops has three eyes. Triops has three eyes. Two eyes on a face are usually enough, but Triops has got one that looks up and one that looks around, and one to keep an eye on the other pair of guys. Triops has got one that points back, and one that sticks out, and want to be a friend to the other pair of guys. Triops has three eyes. Triops has three eyes. Triops has three eyes.
It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, and we are joined live in the studio by Laurie Berkner. How are you today, Laurie?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's so great to have you here. I think the first time we've had you on the show, not via phone or Zoom or something.
It is true.
Which is fairly wild, since your song was the first song, Victor Vito was the first song we ever played on the show 19 plus years ago.
I'm so flattered.
It's madness. So one of the things we talked about, we're going to hear some songs, and usually I say, let's just go right into a song, but I want to set it up a little bit. We're going to hear something from your new Halloween album in a little bit. But first, I asked you to think about songs that you don't get to play live very often for whatever reason. So what did you think about there, and what are we going to hear?
The first song that I thought of is, or that I'm going to play, is one called Juniper Square that I actually wrote when I was doing a lot of training of teachers to work with kids and parents, and I knew they needed a song that was interactive with instruments, and so I kind of came up with a song, and I always liked it very much, but it's not the kind of song I would probably play at a concert, mm-hmm. because it's very useful and it's a nice song, but it's not like the song that a kid says, I love the chipmunk song, I love the goldfish song,
the Juniper thing is really what I need right now.
Right, yeah. Right. There's no like, please play Juniper Square. I can't wait till you play that song. But I think it's a very sweet song, and I know it's super, a lot of kids like it in that kind of a setting. And it's fun for me to play. Plus, I got to like throw in the names of just friends.
Excellent. And it's got some acting along, so people at home should do what you're told.
Absolutely right. So I'm going to be talking about you playing a beat. So if you are drumming on something, you have anything to hit, you can do it in the different ways that I sing about. I won't really be able to do that while I'm playing.
That's true. But we will know if you at home are not doing it.
That's right.
It's Lori Berkner, live in the studio.
If you meet us there, down in Juniper Square, you'll get a special treat. 'Cause my friend Sam is a musical lamb who keeps an awesome beat. All you have to do is listen to the way he plays so sweet, 'cause he can play it loudly. Yeah, he can play.
Lori Berkner, live in the studio. That was great fun.
Thank you.
For not being something you've played for a while, I thought that came together pretty well.
Thank you.
And
I don't know if I've ever played that live, actually. And I think that's going to happen again today.
And I could tell that people at home were drumming along. And as far as anybody knows, I was also, I did a little bit. I hit my pocket a little bit, which is kind of as much as I do. So celebrating 25th anniversary of Victor Vito and playing a bunch of shows, people can go to LoriBerkner.com, I assume, to find out where and when you're playing.
Yeah.
And then you have a Halloween album coming out as well. Are you going to be playing some Halloween shows?
Yeah. So the Halloween album is out.
Yeah, that's what I meant, yes.
Oh, yeah. No problem. And I'm only doing a couple shows up in New Hampshire, in Concord.
Oh, wow.
A couple Halloween shows up there. And We do have a Halloween special on YouTube, though. So if you're not near that area, you can see a lot of the songs. There will be videos and and a whole story of me in my magic costume room.
So when we get to talking about the Halloween stuff, I'm going to ask you what your favorite costume is that you've ever had. But just so you can start thinking about that.
Oh, boy.
But people listening on 939 The River or Valley Free Radio in New England, you could go to Concord and go to LoriBurkner.com to find out information about that. What's the next song you don't get to play very often that you're going to get to play today?
This is another one. I honestly don't remember if I've ever played this live.
It's exclusive. It's exclusive. It's so exclusive. Spare the Rock.
This is called Just Like the Sun, and hopefully I will remember how it goes when I'm playing it. But the thing about this song is, I don't know, when I wrote this song, I felt so connected to it, and I think once in like... maybe in the last, when did this album come out? Maybe 20 years ago. Once I had a kid tell me that they wanted to hear this song. I have had teachers. This is another thing that it's been so interesting to find out, like, what do parents like? What do teachers find useful in the classroom? Yeah. Which is where I started. I wrote, like, you know, Let's Go Swimming, the Goldfish song, because I needed that in the classroom, and We Are the Dinosaurs and stuff. But, this is one that I have had teachers tell me they use, like, ball, you know, big beach balls and scarves, and they do fun things with it. I loved it because I really felt this, like, beautiful idea of feeling like, oh, I'm like this star in the sky that keeps everybody alive on our planet, and that I have, like, things in common with it, kind of made me feel really...
It's a good sort of touched. Connected with the cosmos sort of thing.
Yes, yeah. I loved that.
It's a big star. I am the cosmos. Here we go.
All yes, yeah. Yes. And you know, that was really it. And I don't know if that's really hit anybody who's four, but it definitely, like, struck me as I was writing it.
Well, let's hear it.
Okay. Here we go.
Hopefully. I think.
Yeah, totally. Oh, my God. I feel nervous. I went out today. Sunrise, open up its eyes. I saw the sunrise. I went out today and I saw the sunrise. I'm just like the sun. I went out today and I saw the sunset. Saw it go to bed. I saw the sunset. I went out today and I saw the sunset. I'm just like the sun.
Lovely.
Okay, I could have used a little more warming up, but whatever. That was fine.
It has, it's an interesting one in that it's got, to me, a little bit more melancholy underlying it than some of your songs, and that was lovely. Because to think of yourself as being part of this cosmos and like the sun is kind of a big thing to think about. That's a big thought, right? And if you're a kid and you're thinking, that's a big thought.
Yeah. It kind of used to, just always made me cry thinking about it and feeling like... I don't know, just feeling that that sort of life-giving aspect of it, that that was really special, that I get to experience the sun, and that also I'm a little bit like it. That feels really exciting.
Yeah, almost a Gustafer connection there, too, although it was probably, written before Morgan was doing Gustafer stuff, but, you know, he came from the sun.
That's true. That is true.
Sun. Yeah. It's Laurie Berkner live in the studio on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. And so you talked a little bit about that you've got this new Halloween album that's out and a Halloween video. Tell me about your history with Halloween costumes. Was like that big part of your life when you were a kid?
There was a period, yes, where that was a big part. I felt very excited about being creative about that, yeah.
And what's one that you remember that was like, that was pretty special?
I'm trying to remember. Well...
The good news is you can make one up.
And yeah, no. I feel like I did one. If I didn't do it, I fantasized about it so much that I might as well have done it. I feel like I did one year where I was a gumball machine.
Oh, that's amazing.
And I blew up lots of, like, I wore a clear plastic bag and then blew up lots of colored balloons and stuck them inside the bag all around me. And that's
pretty genius.
But I have to tell you, I feel like that's something I would have imagined that I could do and then would not actually have been able to.
It might have been hard to pull off. That would be, yeah, that might be a little bit bold, but it's in my mind's eye, it's very cute. And you pulled it off spectacularly and probably won some costume awards with it.
Oh yeah. Definitely won lots of awards.
So the album is called, it's a Laurie Berkner Halloween, right?
It is. And yes.
Do you have the lyrics there?
I do. I'm trying to remember how, because like I haven't played the Halloween songs in a while. Although I did record a bunch of new ones, but this one was actually, a Laurie Berkner Halloween, the album, is a combination of some songs that I wrote a long time ago, right, that I have been playing around Halloween time every year for many years, along with some that I did in the last couple of years as singles and released.
Uh-huh.
And then just this past year, I did the final five and put them all together on an album. So this was one that came out, I think, last year, maybe. And it's the first song on the album. It's called Halloween Train. And I really like it. And it's super, like, definitely inspired by, like, Drinking Gourd kind of sat folky, minor-y sounds that I loved when I was a kid so much. So, and I feel like that sound was sort of also a Halloween-y feel to me. So this is Halloween Train. All aboard, choo-choo, all aboard, choo-choo. Attention all passengers, please stand back. The Halloween train is coming down the track. The conductor takes the tickets. It's starting to rain. Let's get on the Halloween train. One little bat flies in through the door. All aboard the Halloween train. Flaps its wings, then flies some more. All aboard the Halloween train. The Halloween train, choo-choo. Halloween train, choo-choo. Fly like a bat coming from the rain. Let's get on the Halloween. Chugga chugga choo choo, chugga 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 choo choo. Two black cats crawling through the door, all aboard the Halloween train. Give a big hiss and crawl some more, all aboard the Halloween train. The Halloween train, choo choo. Halloween train, choo choo. Crawl like a cat coming from the rain. Let's get on. All aboard, choo-choo. Three little spiders jumping through the door. All aboard the Halloween train. Use eight legs to jump some more. All aboard the Halloween train. The Halloween train, choo-choo. Halloween train, choo-choo. Jump like the spider coming from the rain. Let's get on the Halloween train. Chugga chugga choo choo, chugga 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 choo choo. Four little ghosts floating through the door, all aboard the Halloween train. Ghosts say woo and float some more, all aboard the Halloween train. The Halloween train, choo choo. Halloween train, choo choo. Float like a ghost coming.
leadoff song from the new album out now, A Laurie Berkner Halloween. It's Halloween Train. That was great. Makes me think of the in Look Park in Northampton, where we lived when we started the show. And hello, everybody, on 939 The River and Valley Fair Radio. The train that in Look Park, they would have it be a haunted train.
Oh, awesome.
And there was a year where that did not work out great for everybody's radio pal, Ella, because she doesn't like people jumping at her.
Mm.
So that was upsetting. And then, but it was great fun for Liam. So, you know, what can you do?
I actually want to tell you one quick story about this, which is someone who works for me. People who know me, you probably know Katie, who's been working for me for many, many years. She woke up one day having had a dream that I wrote a song about Halloween on a train with animals getting on the train and other things for Halloween called Halloween Train. And she was like, do with that what you will, but I think you should write the song.
Well, and she was right.
And she was right. I was like, oh, yeah, the song came out good.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So LaurieBerkner.com for information. Those of you listening in New England, you can go to Concord, New Hampshire to see the show, the Halloween theme show up there. But you can go and see Laurie many places. Go to LaurieBerkner.com. And there's a YouTube like series of videos around that as well, right?
Yeah. Yes. But actually what it is there, it's a special. It's like an hour long.
Oh, it's a special. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's me trying on costumes, trying to figure out what I'm going to be for Halloween. And in between, we do a lot of singing and magically changing our costumes.
That's amazing. And that's out now, too, or coming out shortly?
That is coming out, I'm thinking. I think that should be out now, yes.
Excellent. Laurie, thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you.
Great to see you. Thanks again to Laurie Berkner for stopping by, singing some songs. I think first time she's been in the studio, despite the fact that she was the first artist we played 19 plus years ago. Just never scheduled, never came together for it. Anyway, it's great to have her here. Happy Halloween to you. I know we're a couple weeks out, but we celebrate Halloween for a few weeks here on Spare the Rock, including with this song from a band called Stories of Teeth, part of the Austin Music Experience, broadly speaking. I believe they're from Kyle. This is their version of the Stone Cold Halloween classic, There Was a Woman All Skin and Bone.
ya que te mantiene bien protegido. ¿Qué tal si vamos más rápido?
But if you find your own, pretty soon, child, will be home, and I'll let you down.
From Western Massachusetts, that is Turkey Anderson, Snowstorm on Halloween. As somebody who lived in Minnesota in 1991, I am required, I believe by law at this point, to mention the snowstorm on Halloween of 1991 anytime anybody talks about either snowstorms or Halloween or both. It was a tremendous amount of snow. I was trying to get out of town to go see my then-girlfriend in Madison. It took like 3 hours to get to the Wisconsin border. Should take 20 minutes. And then she broke up with me. Anyway, it was quite a storm. It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, Indie Music for Indie Kids, Bill Childs,